Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide. This show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by considering, or if you're currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. The guests on our show are going to provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business jobs. Now, the guest on this show, the reason you want to listen to me and only me, we have Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, we have agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw a damn entertainment attorney in there just to keep it balanced, because if you make it in this business, I guarantee you, you're going to need an entertainment attorney. Start saving your bucks. Put those pennies together because you're going to need one. Hopefully, you will need one. If you never need one, might be a problem. You might not be trying to climb that ladder hard enough. So there you go. All right. So what is special about this show is that all of our guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers, from celebrity status, obviously, to professional. And then once in a while, we bring on the novice or the beginner. So that way, we'll definitely be able to provide someone who'll be able to answer your show business career questions. You know how you watch the late night shows and it's like celebrity, 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 celebrity. And you're like, oh, well, great. That's wonderful. But we know that you're on there doing a press junket to promote your stuff. And I want to know how you got started. We want to hear about the trials and the tribulations. We want to know how you were eating tuna fish every day for 6 months or a year or oodles and noodles. We want to hear your pain. Well, that's why we bring in the novice and beginner once in a while to remind you that, yes, it is a long road for some, but you can get there if you try. And what's great is that if you missed any of those shows and you want to seek advice about a specific entertainment career, we have all of the shows from all 9 years on our archive page, and that is on latalkradio.com. You're listening right now to latalkradio.com, so now you just have to search for the show, Question Reality, or by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen and download any interview 24 hours a day. And we really have some great people giving fantastic sage advice. You have to check it out. I try to list people by their title. So, for example, if you want to be a special effects director, when you go to the website, you just scroll down, or there's a search box. You can search and then put special effects director on there, and it'll go right to that particular interview. So you don't have to scroll through 9 years to find the particular interview that you want. All of the Question Reality shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And we have a newly designed free app. It is on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website. It's located towards the bottom, so you do have to scroll a little bit. I have people sending me emails. I can't find it. Where is it? I don't see it. Well, scroll down, 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 and you'll see it. It's on the right-hand side. Finally, if you want to be a guest on this show or refer someone to be on this show to promote themselves, their products, or just come on and help listeners with your sage career advice, we are currently booking for the fall and also the winter. And the spots usually go pretty fast. We're usually booked, as you know, 6 months to a year in advance, but I've really been holding off. I got a waiting list because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, someone will come along and they're doing something really, really fabulous and I want to bring them on. And, you know, I gotta hold a couple spots. So don't think that you can't submit and won't get on, because we definitely will review you. So submit. Now you have to go to a separate website. That's the official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, and click the contact link. It's different from LA Talk Radio. That's where the show airs. But my official website is where you submit to be on the show. So there you go. My long-windedness. I've tried to get it down to 5 minutes. I did get it to 6. So shoot for a 5 next time. We always, as you know, have wonderful people on the show. Spectacular, marvelous. Oh, you could just go on and on and on about the people who are on the show. And today is no exception. We have the gorgeous, sexy, sultry vixen herself back on the show, Mara Pearl. And Mara Pearl is an author, a writer, a producer, an actress, and a speaker. She's a multi-hyphenate. You know, I have friends and family. I'm from the East Coast. So I have friends and family. Why do these people have all these different titles? They don't understand. In the entertainment industry, you have to be a multi-hyphenate. It is what you do, because these titles encompass everything that's related. And we're going to ask Mara to describe what it's like to be a multi-hyphenate. That sounds very laboratory-like. She's a multi-hyphenate. Get her in here fast. So we're going to ask what it's like to have all those titles and how this is necessary and what it means to have those titles in Hollywood. Now, I want you to go to her website. It is marapurl.com, marapurl.com. She's also on Facebook with the same name, and Twitter. She follows my rule. Now, what do I say every week to the people that come on? Please make sure that when you're starting out at the inception of your career, that you brand yourself and market yourself with the name that you're going to keep, so that people will be able to find you when they Google you. I have, God bless them, you know, beginning actors and people of various professions come on, and they've got "I am King of the Hill" on Twitter, or "I'm big and you know it" on Instagram. And they got all these different, you know, weird names, which are cutesy, but yeah, how are people going to find you on Google? If you want to be taken serious, you have to go with your name, the name that you're going to brand yourself in this business. So yay, Mara Pearl, being a professional. We knew she was going to do that. Now, a little bit about Mara. Mara. That name is so fantastic. I love that name. It sounds like it should be like a really refined wine or a great salad dressing by Paul Newman. Mara Pearl, the ultimate, the pearl of the ocean, right? Okay, forget it. Mara Pearl is, as we said, she's an award-winning author, writer, producer, actress, and speaker. And her writing credits include plays, screenplays, scripts for the hit soap opera Guiding Light. She was a journalist for Rolling Stone magazine, staff writer for the Financial Times of London and the Associated Press. She is the author of the popular Milford Haven novels and the short stories, which have won 30 national literary and book awards. And the novels and short stories are based on her hit radio drama, which is called Milford Haven, USA. And that reached 4.5 million listeners on BBC Radio. Mara is also a former actress on the hit soap opera and soap opera, two different things. We don't want to slap the sitcom on her. We want to keep her at the elite status of soap opera star, Days of Our Lives. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mara Pearl.
Thank you, Priscilla. You know, you really have an energy problem. Could you just bring it up a little bit?
Woo! I know! And this is all without drugs and alcohol. This is all me. I do have the enhancement of a candy bar once in a while, but yeah.
Well, keep that woman away from caffeine. Good night.
Oh, I know. My God, imagine. Now, it has been a couple years since you've been on the show. Your last interview with us was on July 13th, 2014. And the last time you were on, I want to go back because I was never able to find out what happened. Because the last time you were on, we were discussing the third book in your series that was going to be published that fall. And it was called Why Hearts Keep Secrets. And what was happening at that time was your publishers were planning a major launch that September that included a blog tour, because your prior blog tour was just, from what I understand, was a huge hit. I believe you reached like 17 million followers. Now, my question is, what was the outcome of that book? And for those that don't know what a blog tour is, because I've been getting some emails, they're like, I've heard writers and they do blog tours. What is it? For those who don't know, what is a blog tour? Can you describe it and tell aspiring writers why they might want to do this too?
Oh, absolutely. I did have a great success with my blog tour for the second book. And it was, if you can imagine being hosted by wonderful bloggers who have not only a lot of followers, but who are reaching an audience that matches the audience that you want to reach. Mm. So that's your first step, is to do the research. Well, I write women's fiction, so most of my readers are women. I'm a boomer, so I started looking for, how can I find women baby boomer readers? Well, the first thing I found was the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which is an enormous site, millions of followers. All kinds of resources are available on that website. It's beautifully done. So my marketing people and I approached them to say, would you be interested in hosting me? They said yes. And so then I kind of interviewed them to find out what would be most useful to your readers. So yes, I talked about, you know, I myself, me, but that's not enough. You know what I mean? It's not enough to just sit there blowing your own horn. I really wanted to be of service and see what would be most interesting for those readers. And so I got into some of the issues of women's lives that are portrayed in my story, that are things based on my experiences or experiences of friends. And sure enough, I made a big connection with a lot of those followers, which really makes sense. So then I found several other blog sites that connected with me sometimes a little bit differently. For example, one of my storylines is a mystery. So I looked for, are there women mystery writers? Well, yes, there are. So I found a terrific site that focuses on that, and I approached them. And they were so interesting. They said, well, we're kind of interested, but we've written about a lot of subjects. So you'll have to come up with a topic that really rings our bell. I said, okay, here's what I want to write about. I want to write about when you have a really smart character who does something stupid. And they said, yes, we love that. Yeah. So I blogged about it, and then they blogged about it, and it turned into this synergistic thing where it became almost a blog tour within the blog tour. So I would say, when you're planning a blog tour, look for two things. Look for synergy and look for service. Look for a way that you can solve a problem for your blog host. I mean, a blog host, they're very busy, right? And they have to come up with new material, whether it's every week or every month or how often they do it. So So you want to solve a problem for them on that particular date. They're going to be satisfied and not worry. It's like, I've got a great guest on that day, so I know Tuesday is covered.
So what meta tags or what, say for example, you want to go into Google and you want to start your search. What are some keywords that you gave us a couple, but what are some additional keywords that you would put in there? I would imagine it would be blog for, you know, female, well, writer, say sci-fi, blog for sci-fi stories. What would be some other ones
right.
for your
and in
project?
Fact, you can kind of double the impact of your work by doing this kind of a search, because if you happen to be an author, then choosing the genre in which you're going to represent your book is going to be very important. So you could look through, for example, the bestseller lists and sublists on Amazon. This doesn't pop up automatically. You have to dig a little deeper into the Amazon website to find these. But they're very useful. So you'll find, for example, fiction. Well, under fiction, you'll find a lot of subgenres. You might find paranormal. And under paranormal, you might find werewolf and, you know, other subgenres. In there, you're going to find 1, 2, 3, 4 terrific matches for what you in particular are writing. Now you make a list of those subgenres, and now you use those to start searching for blogs.
Wow. Yeah. And if you're busy, you better have somebody to do that and be very on top of thing, very detail oriented. You obviously are at the point in your life where you have obviously a team that helps you. But the person starting out, you really do have to take the time to do it yourself, unless, you know, your mother wants to help you, or your team consists of your mother and your father and your brother and your sister, which is great because they really genuinely want to help you. But if you don't have a team, you really have to lock it down yourself and learn. And this is a learning process for when you do get your team, you'll know how to keep them on track because you'll know what they're supposed to be doing.
You just hit the nail on the head, Priscilla. That's so important. You yourself need to be an expert in what you are doing. And really, that never ends.
That's right.
So yes, when you start out, it's you, and you can put 7 hats on your desk and take turns wearing them. You know, today I'm the blogger, and then tomorrow I'm the Twitter expert, and the next day, you know. So you take turns and devote time to these separate tasks. But along the way, you really will become an expert, so that when you do have a team, you'll be on the same page. You won't be giving away your power, let's say, and having other people run everything for you.
Right.
You know, the word author and the word authentic come from the same root. And I love that, because you always want to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. Speak from the heart. Speak about what you know and care about. And really, that's what your marketing is. It isn't a separate activity from what it is that you're creating. It all comes from the core values that you believe in and that you want to share with the world.
Absolutely. And if you honestly, you got to be honest with yourself. If you don't feel like doing these things, you got to question, I hate to throw this in there, but I don't know how else to say it. You got to question the reality of whether or not this is truly the vocation for you, because you really should be passionate to the point where everything you do seems so necessary and so important that you don't want to miss one single detail, because you're building your empire. And if you go, oh no, I don't want to spend time promoting it on Facebook, oh, I gotta write this, or I gotta promote it, you know what, you're lazy. No, I don't want to say that. But you know, if you don't have passion about it, think is this something you want to pursue, or is this something that you want to hire other people to do? Because you can hire people to do that, but it's always best, again, to do it yourself when you're starting out, to know everything. Because if you don't know what you're doing, then people are going to tell you what you're doing, and that's not a good way. Now, Mara, you just had a Kickstarter campaign for the Heart novels on the most appropriate day. Well, not just, but February 14th, Valentine's Day. And for those who aren't familiar with your work, can you please tell them about the Heart novels? What was the inspiration for the series? You know, how did the campaign go? Also, I want to know this, because I get a lot of, I know you're so intelligent, you can like answer, I give you five questions, you'll go like boom, 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 and answer them all in order. I know you, I've talked to you before. I do not question whether I give you too many questions. So again, for those who aren't familiar with your work, tell them what the Heart novels are about, also what the inspiration for the series was, how the campaign went, and lastly, which is very important, every fundraising campaign has donation perks. And I'm very curious to find out what were some that you offered. Because, for example, when a director, producer, or someone is promoting a film on Kickstarter and Indiegogo, they usually will offer donation perks that are relating or relative to the film. You can come on set. You know, if you donate this amount of money, you get to come on set, and you get a lunch with the director, or you get this. So I have not asked this question before, and I thought that's a great question to ask. What donation perks would a writer offer? So there you go, Mara.
Okay, wonderful. So as far as a campaign, I have done some campaigns over the past year, and in fact, I'm running one today that concludes at midnight tonight. But these have been different kinds of campaigns, not crowdfunding, though we will be doing one next year. What I've been doing, what I'm doing today, is called a thunderclap campaign. And in case people are not familiar with it.
I don't know. Mara, I'm excited. Oh, I've never heard of this. What's thunderclap?
Well, it's very cool. I'll tell you what. I just learned about it at the beginning of this year and decided to take myself to a seminar and learn about it. So one of my team members was attending the seminar too, but I didn't want to just put it all on her shoulders. So we went together and learned how to do this. So people can go to my website today until midnight, and on my home page, you will see, it says, ha ha, you otter, follow your heart, and I'll explain that to you in a moment, and it says, join this thunderclap, and if you click on that, it'll take you to the special page. Now, thunderclap is, you can run a campaign for a certain amount of time. In my case, I ran it for about a month. So it started on Mother's Day and it concludes today on Father's Day. And at any point during that time, followers can choose, click here to support this on Facebook or click here to support this on Twitter. That's all they have to do. And then when the campaign concludes, which is midnight tonight, something about my story will automatically post on their Facebook page. And it will therefore reach them and their followers. So let's say if I reach 100 people, but each of those 100 people has 100 followers, you can see that all of a sudden I'm reaching a lot more than just 100 people. So it's really a fun thing.
Is Thunderclap like a, is it a website? Is it a bunch of people where you sign up for? Is it like thunderclap.com or what exactly is it?
Yes, thunderclap.com. And there it will explain to you how to participate in that.
Oh.
And it's, you know, free. And what I'm doing is I'm for supporting this campaign for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offering them a free download of this brand new story. The story will actually come out in a month, But what I'm giving people today is the ARC, and that stands for Advanced Reader Copy. So they will get to read it before anybody, before any reviewers, before any customers on Amazon or Nook or anywhere. They will get to read it. And if they'd like, they'll have a chance to submit a comment to us, which could then wind up actually in the finished book.
Oh, wow.
That's kind
so
of a cool thing,
I
right?
I love that.
Yeah.
So you heard about Thunderclap, and how are they profiting? I mean, what are they getting out of it? Do they gain writers? What are they getting on their end?
I really don't know how they make their money, because they didn't make any money off me.
Okay,
totally,
good.
You know, it's free.
That's important.
But they have campaigns that you can pay for if you want to be, you know, more elaborate. And maybe they have sponsorship. I'm really not sure.
Okay. So people go to your website, MaraPearl.com, mm-hmm. and something is going to pop up that tells them to tweet me.
You'll see on my homepage, you'll see a picture of me. Welcome to my website. And just scroll down a little bit, and there you'll see join.
Let's go there
this.
Now, everybody. MaraPearl.com. I'm going to go there and see what happens. Very exciting. I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that background. Oh, I love your website. Oh, I'm going to have to find out who did that. Okay. That's beautiful. All right. All right. Let's see. Welcome to my official Assign Mara's guest list. I'm looking for this. Okay. Website where it lands on. Okay. Wait. I'm looking for where it says. Oh, okay. You order. Okay. So you're going to. Everybody has to scroll down underneath her picture and then right in the center, it says, "You otter, follow your heart." And that's based on the book title. That's why we're saying that. The book is titled When Otters Play. That's why she said it. Okay. So it says, "Take a heart journey across the ocean when otters play. Receive this special short story as Mara's gift. Goal 100 supporters on June 18th at 11:30 p.m. And there you go. Join this thunderclap. So I'm going to click so I can tell you what happens. People are scared to click things. You know, they think, oh, are they going to get my email? I'm going to end up on a porn marketing list. Okay. So I clicked it. It went to the thunderclap website. It says you otter, follow your heart. By Mara Pearl. Okay, so it's got supporters, and then you go down. Oh, and then you just click support with Facebook, support with Twitter, support with Tumblr, and that's it. So that's all you're basically doing. I'm going to hit support with Facebook. Then it says Thunderclap Preview Facebook. Make it your own. Add a custom message if you want to. If not, add my support. So I'm going to click it. And I guess my next question is, so Thunderclap will receive, okay, so you just hit continue as, and then that's it. And then I imagine you could also do it, it's not just limiting you to Facebook, but you could also do it for the other ones as well. So that's easy as peasy. That's easy peasy.
And you see what's so nice. It is. It's very easy. It's free. And it's exponential.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm only reaching, it says 23 supporters, but that means I'm actually reaching 67,000 people.
Oh, isn't that something?
Isn't that wonderful? It's a really great tool for people. So I'm happy to share that. I keep trying to learn, you know, these entrepreneurial programs. So, and then you asked about the inspiration for the series. Well, I really think, you know, the old advice about writers, write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a successful journalist in New York City, living a wonderful life, working for Financial Times of London, these places that you mentioned, Associated Press, Rolling Stone, absolutely wonderful, learned so much about research, editing, you know, tight, crisp writing and precision, accuracy, all that. But my heart kept saying, yes, but you've got to get back to your creative roots. So against the advice of absolutely everybody, right? Parents, mentors, bosses, friends, I moved to Los Angeles and immediately started auditioning for television and theater roles. Really, everybody thought I just was had gone coconuts.
Me too.
You know, but it was speaking to me so loudly, I had to balance head and heart. Well, eventually, I got this wonderful part on Days of Our Lives. I got interested in soap opera, the way it's written, the longer form of storytelling, created my own soap. It goes on the air. We go into test marketing. Eventually, the BBC hears about it. And it becomes this hit across, you know, across the pond, as they say. And so what I realized in the story itself, guess what? I have a character who's living a life in San Francisco. She's an artist. She's starting to hit it big. But her heart tells her she's going away from her creative roots. So she moves. And she moves to a little coastal town. So I eventually understood this is a journey from head to heart. So our society focuses on the head. Use your logic, use your smarts. And that is very important. I'm not telling people not to do that. But what I'm saying is we have other information that comes in through our intuition, which I call heart information. And if you also listen to that, I think it's a fantastic inner guidance system that will tell you, now is the time to make this kind of move, that kind of move. Now is the time to pursue this. And the only thing that gets in your way is fear, really. So that's really the inspiration for the whole series.
Now, you're a best-selling author with 23 literary awards to your credit. Are they all for the Heart series and the Milford Haven, USA, or do they include other things as well? Like, it encompasses everything in your job history.
It is mostly for that series. I did co-write a book called Act Right with my dear friend Erin Gray. We were both television actresses, and we used to hike together every morning up in the mountains that are in the middle of Los Angeles. It's a weird city, right? It's a big city, but we have like mountains and trails.
Right.
So we would meet in the morning and go for a hike, and we would, on the way up the mountain, we would sort of declare the problems of the day, and on the way down the mountain, we would solve the problems of the day. And along the way, we started telling stories about all the stupid stuff that we did when we were young actresses just getting started.
And yeah, for those who don't know the name Erin Gray, Battlestar Galactica, right?
Well, actually, it was Rogers in the 21st Century. She played Colonel Wilma, and she was one of the very first women iconic, you know, leaders in science fiction.
Right.
And then she did a sitcom as well. So she was really a household word. And before that, she'd been a successful model. So she's a beautiful woman and a very talented actress.
She was just on my friend Vic Mignogna's Star Trek Continues. She had a role.
She did a role in that. Right.
So you guys were friends. You're hiking. You do your pits and peaks. Okay. And then what happened?
Exactly. And so we thought there has to be a book about this that gives advice to, you know, to young actors coming into the business. So we take ourselves to the Samuel French bookstore, which, you know, was the resource for actors. And there was nothing like that. So we wrote it. And it became a bestseller. And then we came out with a new edition. And that sold out. And
what's the
actually,
name? I don't think we thought the
it's
name.
Called
what's
Act Right.
Act Right. Okay.
Yep.
And you can still get it at Samuel Finch, right? Correct?
You can still get it. You can get it at Amazon, and you know, okay, you can find it. But we're revising it, and we will bring it out probably in a couple of years in ebook format. But it has a lot of practical advice, and that book did win a couple of awards as well. But the other, amazing, but it's 30 awards now, are for the Milford Haven series.
Isn't that something? And what was your inspiration? How did you? Now, I'm just back. It's so overwhelming. I have so many questions. I don't know what question to ask because so many people. I have lots of friends who are writers. Every time I turn around, Mara, oh, how's your book coming along? Oh, I got writer's block. I'm like, writer's block, writer's block. Well, it is quite evident that you have never suffered from writer's block, right? So, what is your secret? How do you continue to write and write and be inspired and motivated and come up with new ideas for this? It's an ongoing character, I believe, right? How do you do it? Or does it flow? Or, you know, what happens in your mind, Mara?
I would say, I don't know if you ever did the Myers-Briggs.
Yes, I did.
Well, when I did it, it turned out that I was exactly halfway between introvert and extrovert, which is really interesting. And when I look at my life, that makes sense, right? Because I'm a performer, so that's the extrovert part. I love being out there. I love being on stage. I love speaking, reaching out to audiences. And I get great inspiration and encouragement when I'm giving a talk, let's say, and something that I say makes sense to somebody in the audience, and I can hear that, or I can see that. I can see that idea register in their eyes. You know, that really gives me such encouragement that I take back to my office. So that's part of it. Then the introvert part is me sitting alone in my office, which happens many, many hours a week. And I think what I get so fascinated by why people do what they do. Mm-hmm. I really get fascinated by the choices people make. So I'll be writing along and here comes a crossroads. And I listen and I look to see, which way is this character going to go? Now, when I speak at writers' conferences and I share that the characters sometimes surprise me, I mean, there are people who look at me like, what are you, nuts? You're making it up, aren't you? How can they tell you? Right. But the thing is, almost every writer of fiction that I know would agree with me. It's kind of a listening process more than it's a making it up process. So a character has a core, a premise, deep desires, and the more you flesh this out in your writing, in your character descriptions, and you know, I do very detailed outlines and descriptions about my characters. The more you find out why they're making this decision. Let me give you a little example of something.
Okay.
So in this new story, When Otters Play, I have people on two sides of an issue. I have environmentalists, and then I have commercial fishermen. The environmentalists love the sea otters. The commercial fishermen hate them because they're competing for the same goodies. Urchins and abalones and so forth. So I have a character who I've only introduced in this short story. And he is a commercial fisherman, and he's on this boat, and they're going from Santa Barbara across to the Channel Islands. And it's a gorgeous day, and the wind is whipping through his hair, and the boat is moving along. And the Channel Islands are rather mystical and magical. They're often shrouded in fog. In fact, Anacapa, which is the name of one of the islands, the original name in Chumash, the Native American language, means mirage. So here's this island that's appearing and disappearing and appearing and disappearing as he's approaching it. And I wanted to tell the audience something about the history of Anacapa. But I've got this action guy. You know, we're seeing him underwater. We're seeing him with his scuba gear. We're seeing him with all his equipment and so forth. And
I hate to tell you this, but from your description, I'm seeing them too, but I'm seeing them in an X-rated kind of way. So let's point that out, that Mara gives you a lot in this book, because look what she's done for me. So there you go, you busy-minded readers. Mara can do it. All right, continue. All right, go ahead.
All right. So, but I thought, okay, so he's this action guy, but why would he be thinking about the history and the majesty and the mystery of and all that of Anna Kappa? And I thought, I know why. Because, yes, in his extroverted life, he's this action guy. But in his introverted life, when he gets home, he likes to read about history. And so suddenly, this character has a whole new dimension. So that's fun for me, the writer, and that's going to be really fun for the reader. But that's the kind of thing that just keeps me interested.
Right.
So is it flow? Yes, it is. And sometimes I think it's the flow of the curiosity. Like you ask yourself, well, now, why would he do that? And in a way, that's all you have to do. Just ask why, and you're going to wind up digging deeper and finding these treasures.
And what would you say, why, if you had to let's just say, we don't want you to say, read my book because, but if you were recommending the book, you would say what? Oh my God, Priscilla, you should read this book because.
Yes. Okay. On one level, you should read it because it's pure escape. You will be so lifted up out of your daily circumstances. You will be off on an adventure. There's a mystery. There's a murder mystery. There are bad characters. There are mamby-pamby characters. There are strong characters. There are romances. You'll get interested and involved in these storylines, and that's a great reason to read. I think everybody needs a break from whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To get perspective and get a vacation, you know. That's one reason. Now, on another level, my books are kind of an invitation to the reader to say, well, am I following my heart? You know, here's Miranda. She's struggling with, well, my head tells me to do this, but my heart's telling me to do that. What am I doing about that? What is my head telling me? And what is my heart telling me? And if I'm not doing it, why not? And if I'm not doing it now, then when?
I wish I would have asked you this before, because I know you probably don't have a copy of the book sitting right in front of you, but you have really titillated me to the point where I was going to ask you to just read one or two lines, but I know that you don't have like copy sitting next to you, for God's sakes, to do that. But, or do you?
Well, let me tell you, I can tell you something funny that I think, you know, might be interesting. So, just after Mother's Day, I posted a blog called If It's Not One Thing, It's Your Mother.
Oh, I love it!
Right?
Oh, wow.
And I had this fabulous, gorgeous, accomplished mother. She passed away a couple of years ago. I really miss her. But it was also a complicated relationship. And there were times in my life I would have spent, you know, 3 hours doing my hair, and I'm ready for to go to a gala or something, and I walk into the room and she goes, do something with that hair.
Ah!
Right? Maddening. Okay, well, when you read this When Otters Play, the opening line in the whole story is, do something with that hair. And so Miranda, like me, has this glamorous, interesting, accomplished mother, but Miranda's in a chapter of her life where she's trying to, you know, it's like, Mom, did you notice that I grew up? Did you notice that I make my own huge life decisions? So there's that part of it where you're pulling away and establishing your individual identity, and you really don't need their approval anymore. But on the other hand, you want their approval. You love them, and you know they love you. And so both in the blog about my real mother and in the story about this fictional mother, I'm trying to dig deeper and understand, where are they coming from? You know, they know stuff that we don't know, and they're trying to impart it to us in a way that we can hear it. Unfortunately, they sometimes present it in a way that we find so irritating that we don't hear it. So I think it's the beginning of maturity when you can say, you know, I'm going to ignore the barb and listen for the love. Listen for the truth. And I think this is part of every woman's journey, whether you're the daughter or whether you're the mother, or whether you're the stepdaughter or the stepmother or the godmother or the friend or the auntie. You know, it's just part of a woman's life to sort through this overarching mother-daughter relationship.
Would you, if you had to do it all over again, would you change anything in your latest book?
You know, I think every author would say yes, because you read it 2 weeks later and you go, yeah. Oh, for heaven's sakes, why is that comma there? You know, or you have a repeated word. I mean, look at me. I use the word otter twice in that same paragraph. How dare I do that?
Well, people wouldn't even notice that. No, what was the hardest part about writing your book? I mean, the easiest is easy, but what was the hardest part about writing your last book?
You know, I do a lot of research, and the thing is, you can really get all the way down the rabbit hole, meaning you say, okay, so here's this guy who's going to go urchin diving. What is he wearing? Well, he's not wearing a monokini, sadly. He has to wear a wetsuit, although a wetsuit can look pretty sexy too, right?
Well, but anyway, yeah, here I go again, Mara. You're doing it again.
So, you know, what is he wearing? And what is he holding in his hands? What kind of tool does he have? Is he wearing scuba gear, or is he wearing, is he using an umbilical, which means he's got air coming through a hose? If so, well, who the heck is on the boat making sure his air doesn't get cut off? Mm. And so you do research and you talk to people. I mean, I did a lot of reading, and then I started doing interviews. So I interviewed a commercial fisherman, and then I interviewed the head of the commercial diving school at Santa Barbara City College. He was very generous with his time. Then I would write a draft of the scene, then I would send it to him, and he would write back and say, okay, that's all really good, but right here, that's the wrong tool. You need to say such and such. And then I'm working about sea otters. Well, I worked with the head of the sea otter rescue program at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, who's such an expert, an incredible woman. So she has given me a lot of time. Same thing, you know, I went to see her. I went backstage at the otter exhibit. She explained a lot of things to me. Then I would write a section and get her feedback. Then I'm also working with a guy who's with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's a biologist who studies and takes care of otters in the wild. So I'm writing about real things, and I dare not make a mistake. I don't want to say something untrue about any of these things. So there's the fictional element that I have to take care of, which is my story and my characters. But then there's the real life context into which I'm placing these characters.
Right. Yeah, because you almost have to be like a consultant as well. Like on the set, you have to have it be authentic, because if not, people who know the genre or know are going to nitpick it, and then they're going to go, "Oh, and that's so bogus."
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And they're just going to stop reading, you know, and
yes,
turn it off.
Yes, because it'll turn people off. Oh my gosh, I'm getting notice on the other side that we're already there, Mara. It's 5:49. We got 1 minute. So I want the last minute for us to really talk about what you want to promote. Obviously, When Otters Play, go to your website. And what else?
I would just love it if more people can support the Thunderclap. And then if it ends before they're able to hear your show for whatever reason, then just send me an email. So it's marapearl@marapearl.com. And any listener of your show, I will just make sure that they get a free copy of the advanced reader copy of the news story.
Well, I want an advanced reader copy too, please.
You got it, girl. No worries.
Yay! And I actually want the book too. So what I'll do is I can buy it, I guess, on Amazon, and maybe you can autograph it and send it to me like you did last time.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Okay. So we have been talking with the wonderful writer, author, Mara Pearl, and I want you to go to our website right now, MaraPearl.com. We want to support her. We only have until midnight tonight, and we want to help her. Facebook.com, Twitter. Oh, you are on Twitter. Yeah, Mara Pearl. And also on Amazon, she has a whole bunch of books, as we discovered. So please help Mara Pearl continue the fantasy, the dream, her legend, and building her empire for us to live in and bask in her wisdom.
Priscilla, I love you, and I love your show. I love what you're doing for people in the arts, and I just thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Mara. Say goodbye to your fans, girl, and you come back anytime you want to. Say
thank
goodbye
you, my
to
dear.
Your fans. Thanks.
Take
say goodbye
care.
To your fans. Bye, Mara.
Oh, thank you, fans. I love you.
Okay, we'll see
Enjoy
you next
the
week.
Stories.
We
see you
are.
Next time.
We are. We'll see you next time on Question Reality. Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.